Okay, so today is the beginning shiur on Hilchos Avelos. Okay, so a couple of aras before we begin. Okay, so as we know, this year we work with the packet system. So to make the packet system can get very messy if you don't have proper kalim to store the packets in. Now, so when the packets were first made many years ago, and there were a lot of additions that were made since, so I used to have the big paper. And when I make packets now, it's on the small paper. So hence, I have these big things for the big papers. So this way, I'll give it out today. So this way, when you get it, you'll put in Bez Hashem in the course of the learning. There'll be more, and you'll run out, I'll give you another one. So I just feel this is the way to do it. So here, you take from here, pass around. I'll give another one for this side of the room.
One each.
One each for now. And this way, it's part of my shita that everything in learning has to see everything inside. And okay. Another thing, Rabbi Tuchman told me that the most popular question that he's been getting is when is this going to end? When is this over? Because we have to go here, we have to go there, and I understand. So, look, I'm going to try my best to we should end it as not as soon as possible, but. Within the abilities of, the shiur will be four times a week. Labor Day weekend I won't be able to give a family simcha or whatever, so we're not going to have shiur on that Monday.
I don't mean more.
Yeah. Right. So, okay, so the shiur will normally be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If at some point we see we need Sunday to help us, have everyone go to their summer destination in proper time. I'm willing to work with you to help. There's no reason to stretch things out for no reason. But we try our best, and Rabbi Tuchman is here, not yet, but he'll be here. He's the assistant to help you if you need. And if you're looking for a chavrusa for this limud, or you have questions, or whatever it is, feel free to ask him or ask me, whatever. I'm going to send out this sign-up sheet, so everyone can write their name and their cell phone. So this way, if I need to contact you or something, go ahead. And Rez Hashem, everyone, we should have there's a whole discussion of, is it proper to learn Hilchos Avelos? Some people, don't learn Hilchos Avelos unless it's Nogeya. So we give everyone a bracha, like Rav Avadi said, matpid, so nothing should be gorem any hezek. But I give everyone a bracha that no negativity should come. We should only have positive in all your lives and your family's lives. So I give you a bracha that no hezek should come as a result of this learning. Okay, so the minig of the shir, we start with the niggin. Where did I learn this niggin? Just to tell you, I learned this niggin when I was in Karambiyavna. We used to sing this niggin on Shabbos lunch. I don't know why exactly, but that's what they sang it. So, and that's how, hence this. Okay, people should bring in more chairs. Maybe for Rabbi Tuchman, someone should bring a chair, because he's going to come in and not have a chair. So you put it over here. Okay, we'll start the niggin, and then we will continue, etc. Okay. Avinu Amirachem Rachem Aleinu
Sangli Vedu Vina Lehavinu Veaskil Avinu Rahamon
tells us in Parshas Kisavo in the Vidoy Meister, Lo chalti ve'oni mimenu, ve'lo vi'arti mimenu betomei, ve'lo sati menu l'meis. So lo chalti ve'oni mimenu means that when a person was an oinin, so an oinin means when a person, chas v'sholom, loses one of the Zion krovim. So from the time of the day of the Misa, he's called an Onin. Rav Shecht always likes to point out from Rav Soloveitchik that in the Torah, the word Onin, the Doraisa din of Onin, is from the Misa throughout the entire day following the Misa. And according to some opinions, even the following night. In contrast to the colloquial speech of Onin, where really the Gemara calls that Misha Meso Muto Lefanov, which means that it's from the Misa to the Kvura, which is a Din Derabanan, that from the Misa and the Kvura, a person doesn't do mitzvahs, and according to some Rishonim, is not allowed to do mitzvahs. So that's a separate Din. That's not the Deraisa Dikadin of Aninus. That's the, in our language, we call that, we call that Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov in our colloquial language. But that's a Din Derabanan, that a person is Potter Min HaMitzvahs, etc. But there's a Deraisa Din, and the Deraisa Din is referring to from the Misa throughout the whole day, even past the Kippurah, and maybe even into the next night, Lagabe Isser of eating Korbanos, and Maisa Sheni, and maybe Bikurim, and things like that. And that's what the person is Misvada, Lo Achalti Ba'oni mimeno. Now, it's a funny phraseology, lo chalti ba'oni mimenu, because to tell you the truth, whenever we have a lo saseh in the Torah, the question is this a lo saseh? Because a lo saseh in the Torah means lo sochal kol nevela. It's a tzivui. A person says lo sochal nevela, lo sochal chametz, right? But here it's a funny lashon, because it's not a tzivui. It's the person himself is declaring, I didn't do this. So does that give a halach of a tzivui? In other words, do you get malchus for such a thing? Do you get malchus for such a thing? Or no? Maybe someone can bring in another chair. Do you get malchus for such a thing? What do we say? No, this is not malchus. This is not a lav. This is a narrative of a person saying, so maybe there's an inference that, yeah, I didn't do it because I'm not allowed to do it. But we don't have a pasuk in Chumash that tells us, you know, so could we infer from here that it's considered a lo saseh? So this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. If you take a look, if you have both packets, the J2 packet, okay, on page 10, says, Ha'ochal ma'isa sheini ba'aninus shel Torah loket shenemar lo'achalti ba'oni mimenu. So the Rambam is the one who says that even though it's written in the Torah in a narrative form, that has the status of a lav. That has the status of a lav, because that's a chiddush, because it's not a regular type of lav. But that's what the Rambam writes. And he expands upon this. The Rambam expands upon this in the Sefer HaMitzvos. You know, as I said when we were learning Hilchos Chala the other day in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that a lot of the machloikas in the Sefer HaMitzvos are like conceptual machloikas, not always lamaisa. Like Rav Goldbach Zatzal once said from Rav Soloveitchik, it tells you more the Mahus HaMitzvah, the Hagdorah. But here we have a very fundamental machlokas, because the Ramban is going to disagree with this Rambam. And the Ramban is going to say, no, this is not called a lav, because it's not B'loshon Tzivui. L'achalti mimeni, I didn't do it. Okay, very nice, you didn't do it. But does that mean the Torah's mitzvah? So that's the question. So obviously everyone agrees it's aser. But does it get the status of a lav to get malchus or not? So the Rambam we saw says clearly, you get malchus. So this is the Rambam. So he elaborates on this opinion on page 1, J2, page 1, Shoresh Hashmini. Where he says, She'el roi limno shlilos hachiv im azhar dosh, azhar hi achas mishtei chalkei etzibui. Se'a ki atat selam mitzu yaseh dover echad ushal bo yaseh. See, one type of thing is, the Torah says, put on tefillin, put on a mezuzah, or don't do something. Which is about lechol, v'tomer, v'echol, or to saveh, v'hachik v'nachim, lo tochal. Right, that's one thing. That's a sahara. And then, he writes further, that, where I put the arrow, Hinekvar on page 2, Hinekvar is Bar Lecha Hefer Shebein Hashorva Shlila.
But then there's what he calls, an asara means when the Torah says, don't do this, or do this. It's a negative thing, but it's not written as a lashon tzivoy. Zesha asara inyan atzivoy lo tia el pulas atzivoy b'shava. Lo yitachen she yatzivoy b'over. Right, you can't have a tzivoy that's in lashon over, because tzivoy is for the future. Don't do this. When Pesach comes next year, don't eat chametz, etc. V'chein asara v'ein ponim lachmitz atzivoy b'sipuk atzivoy. Seaport Sarah Unso Venose of Atsivoy, Amar Sholin, Moshe's Barbus from Kubar Vasara, Gab Kalo, Tikanis with Seaport, Vain Kane, Hashliva, Kashliva, Tuns with Seaport, Fetishlo, Over Vasid Vaomet. In other words, the Shlila is just a negative comment that, spans the time for the future, for the past, for the present, etc. So the Rambam says these both things are considered lavin. These both things are considered lavin. And that's what he writes here on page 4. Lavo pisha lav shebo bo hu shlila lo asara me'achas shetzivon shenishlo oso minam shosei no bo ani lo asisi kach v'kach yadon v'hechva shapo v'kach v'abuzo mimenu. In other words, page 4 going on to page 5. In other words, if the Torah says it in a way that a person has to articulate that I didn't do this, so the inference is you didn't do it because you're not allowed to do it. So even though the Torah didn't articulate the way it normally articulates a lo sase, this is also called a lo sase. And the Ramban disagrees. This is the Rambam. There are all those things that are in that, are there any other examples in Chumash? Those examples, those are the ones he gives in Parshas Kisavah. You know, all the things. But he says in the Ramban on the side, he says that no. He says, Anilo basi li dea midah zos, ki min hanirat midivir rab seinu b'talmud ein miniyah b'torah shalokin alea bob min haklal. אבל אלו היוצאים לאו הבא מכלל הן שנצבינו אנחנו החיים לאוכל בתארה לפני השם. בשמחה ולא בענידס ולא בתומבה ולא נוסס למס. In other words, all he's saying is we're not allowed to do it. But it's a shlila, and a shlila is not a lav. Here, take a look on page 7 where he says again, Hey, shlilas lo achalti ma'odim medev lo sadim medev mes ein behem malkus. Because it's not a love. So this is going all on the Daraisa din of Aninus, which means from the Misa till the rest of the day. In other words, it doesn't have the limitation of till the Kfura. That's the Darabanan din of Misha Mesa Muto Lefanam that doesn't do mitzvahs. Doesn't eat basa, doesn't drink yayin. That's a din derabanan. And that's what we call, as the Shekhar says, Rabbi Lal Salavetchik, we call that a onen, aninus. But that's not the real aninus of the Torah. Well, aninus of the Torah is an issur for kachim, and maisa sheni, to eat from the time of the Misa through the whole day, and according to one opinion in the Gemara, even through the next night. For example, you have here, on page 6, in packet 1, J1 stands for June. So it originally was made as the first time I gave it was in June. So says the Mishnah, Onen tovel v'ochel es pischo la'erev avalo b'kodshim. In other words, a person is an Onen, so in Erev Pesach he lost a relative, and the question is, Pesach night, is he allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? Because normally, that's what an onan is not allowed to eat karbonis. That's what we said. There's machlokas Rambam and Ramban, whether it's a real lav or not, but everyone agrees it's also, whether you get mal. And it's a nisa d'oraisa, according to everybody. It's a nisa d'oraisa, according to everybody. The only question is it, does it have a status of a lav? That's the question. So here, it says that an onan, that means, again, this case is he lost the relative on Erev Pesach. And now the question is, can he eat the Korban Pesach? Because the Korban Pesach already is at night. So is the night included in this halacha? So it's certainly the night is asa, the next night. The only question is the din of Aninus, Daraisa, that we said, is that only from the Misa throughout the whole day till Shkia or Tzeis? But it's definitely the next night as well. But is that Midaraisa or only Midrabanan? So the Gemara says that's shot in this Mishnah. Look in my timer, look in the Gemara. Kasavra Aninus Delaila Drabanan. Gabi Pesach lo hamidu devrayim b'mokum koris. Gabi kotshim hamidu devrayim b'mokum esse. So he says like this, that everyone agrees, Aninus Laila means that the night after the day of the Misa. That following night is also Asur B'Kotshim. But, so there's a machlokis whether Aninus Laila is a Nisa D'Raisa, or is it only a Nisa D'Rabbanan? So the Gemara says that this Mishnah holds that Aninus Laila is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So therefore, the Mokum, the Korban Pesach, which is a very unique mitzvah, because it's the only mitzvah besides Mila and Pesach that Yechayev Koris on not doing the mitzvah. So the Mokum Koris, the Rabbanan said, we're not gonna put our Isser, because we were getting involved in an Isser Koris, so we're not gonna do that. So therefore they said, you could eat the Korban Pesach. But when it comes to what? Other korbanos, that night, you won't be able to eat, because midrabban. But they'll put it their 2 cents in, when, you know, gabe the rabbanon, I shouldn't say speak that way, but they'll put their isser in, gabe the din the rabbanon. And that's the machloikis here, whether Aninus Laila is the rice or the rabbanon. So in other words, but the daytime is for sure a din daraisa. But that's the Aninus daraisa. You have another illustration in Chumash of this halacha here on page. In page 2, in Parsha Shmini. So what's Parsha Shmini? So Parsha Shmini is the Misa of Nadav Avihu on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? Nadav Avihu Hekrivu Eish Zara on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So Elazar, Yisomer, Aaron, they were all oinonim on that day. So it was a very unique day, because it was a day of celebration that the Mishkan was finally up for the first time that it's going to be up. You know, starting from Gimel Adar, they put it up and took it down, put it up, put it down for those 7 days. But he be by Yom HaShmini, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's how most Mefarshim learn. That is referred to Eben Ezra in Chumash. He learns Yom HaShmini means the 8th of Nisan. Remember, Dr. Schiffman used to be here. So he was here once for Shabbos, so he spoke at Shalos Shudas about the Eben Ezra Shita. But we don't assume like the Eben Ezra's Shita. We assume that Yom HaShmini means the 8th day of the Miluim, which was the from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Eben Ezra learns it was the 8th day of Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when they finally kept it up to be up permanent.
attend until they had to move the next place in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So what happened that day? So Nadav Avihu died, but and then for technically Aaron, Nadav, and Elazar v'Itamar are Onanim. So they can't eat Korbanos. Now, there were three special Korbanos that were brought that day. First of all was Rosh Chodesh. So you had the Seer Rosh Chodesh, that was number one. Then you had the Seer Nachshon, meaning we're going to have soon the Korbanos and Parshas Noso, the Nesim, brought the Korbanos of Chanukah's HaMishkan, starting, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, right, so Nachshon brought his. So you had the Korbanos for Rosh Chodesh, right? And you had it was the eighth day of the eighth day of the Miluim, and it was also the first day of the Korbanos of the Nesim. So those were three special Korbanos that were brought that day: Rosh Chodesh, eighth of the Miluim, and the first day of the Korbanos of the Nesim. So what's the story over here? I mean, what's going to happen with these Korbanos? They're not going to eat them. They're going to. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're owning him today. He said to tell Aaron that you're owning him today. But you know what? We're going to lift. We're going to lift the Isser. Because this is a special day. This is a special day, and we're going to lift the Isser of Aninus, and you can bring the Korbanos, you can eat the Korbanos, and Shalom Yisrael. So, great. So, the Torah says, again, the Torah in Parsha Shmini is very cryptic, so you need the fill-in from the Gemara in Zvachim and Kuf Aleph that tells you the whole story. So what happened was, so what did they do? They burnt it. They burnt the Korbanos, meaning they didn't, because they said, we can't eat it. They can't eat it. So we burnt it. So Moshe got very upset. Why did you do that? I told you that Hashem said that this is what? This was an exception to the rule. So you should be bringing them and not taking the basar and burn it, not burn on the mizbeach, but burn it stam, like kachim psulim. So I don't see it. You didn't get it? So Aaron says back, meaning, would Hashem be happy if I would have eaten it? So what does that mean? I thought Hashem said that it's an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, Rashi quotes it here on page 3, Hayita b'nei Hashem im shamata b'kodshei shah ein l'cho l'hokel b'kodshei doros. He says, no, you misunderstood what Hashem meant. Hashem meant that the rule is lifted today, right? But that's only for Kodshei Shah. In other words, the Seer Nachshon was a one-time-in-history thing. The Miluim was one-time-in-history. Rosh Chodesh, that comes every month. So what happened was, the thing that they didn't eat and they destroyed was the Seer of Rosh Chodesh. So the other two, they did. So, but Moshe was angry, why did you burn the Seer of Rosh Chodesh? You should eat that too. I thought we were lifting the rules. So Aaron says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only meant to the things, the Korbanos that are one in history thing, so we're not going to have you lose them out just because you're anointing. But the things that are, are Rosh Chodesh is every month, so that's not a Kodshei Shah, it's Kodshei Doros. So to that,
the regular rules apply. And that's what Aaron said. You misunderstood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. So what does Moshe respond? Vayishma Moshe vayitev be'enav, says Rashi, hoda v'lo bosh. Lomar lo shamati, lo shamati v'shachachti. He's, Moshe Rabbeinu was masking. He made a mistake. He made a mistake, and he was right. In my sefer, I quote in Imri Baruch Shemini, if you look, there's a whole beautiful Musa Shmuz that Rav Henoch Leibowitz, as Atzal said, about, not for now, but you'll look it up, and it's a nice Musa Shmuz about the Hakaras HaEmes, and, you know, it's not only you shouldn't feel busha, but you should be, if somebody points out a mistake you made, you should be happy. That, you know, there were three types of people, Rav Henoch says from the Sefer Zikaron of Rashi. Some people, you tell them they made a mistake, they'll deny it. No, I didn't make a mistake. And they'll try to give some, And some people, they'll admit it, but they'll be embarrassed. The highest madriga is to admit it and be happy. I'm happy that you told me the truth. So from now on, I'll know, you know, what the emes is. And that was the me, the Moshe Rabbeinu, ayin shom. But, okay. So here, now this whole story if you would just read the Pesukim and Chumash, you would never understand this whole dialogue and this whole thing. It's very cryptic from the words of Chumash. But the Gemara Zvachim here on page 5 of Kuf Amid Beis fills in the thing. So he tells you here this discussion about, you know, what exactly was Asr, what was Mutter, Anidas Laila, Ayin Shom, you'll see. But this whole dialogue in the Chumash is about this this halacha of Aninas means that there's an Isser. There's an issue to eat the karbanos. And the question is whether it are applied in that case or not. And then Bikurim also is also included in this as well. Okay. Okay. If you take a look now, in the Gemara in Brachos, let's see, let's put it here. Yeah, that Gemara that I put it here, and so that's a different Gemara. Okay, one second. It's the Gemara by Rabbi Gamliel, Meis Tevi Avdo. I don't know if I put it here. Okay. Now, the halacha that we learned here of Aninus is transferred over to Hilchas Avelus. Meaning, if you take a look, let's just see one or two more things. Here, take a look, first of all, on page 18, in Yerushalmi in Chagiga. This is another mocker for this idea of... Uh,
The Gemara says, this is a Yerushalmi from page 18. Amar Rav Yossi Rabbun David Meis Batzeres. Why you call Yisrael Onanin? Nikrivu Lomachar. He says, David HaMelech died on Shavuos, right? The yard side of David HaMelech. And Kol Yisrael were Onanin. Because he was the Melech. So when the Melech dies, so everyone is considered like a Karov to the Melech. So the Hikrivu Lomachar. And they brought the Karbanos next day. So Shavuos is very unique. That Shavuos, you could bring the Karbanos after Shavuos, and you could have even the Iker Karbanos. So here, the whole of Klal Yisrael were owning him. So this idea of, again, not to be makriv and not to eat the korban is all included in this halacha. And then we'll see in a future shiur that the fact that aninus has other aspects to it, or misha mesu mutu lefanav, could be an extension of the original halacha. But the original halacha is the daraisa did halacha is for kachim and for as hasheni and for bikurim. And what I said to you before, here is on page 22 of Misha Meso Muto Lefanov, on page 22, that's Patur Mikrishma Natvilim Natvilim, that's a Din Derabanan. That's an extension. And the Din Derabanan has to do with Kavod HaMeis, or it has to do with needing people to help bury the mace and other things. And we call that Aninus, but it's as Rav Shapta said, Rav Salvechik, the Mishnah calls it, you know, Misha Meso Muto Lefanov. Now, there's another interesting take a look now in the Pasuk in Parshas Korach. On page 15. We know that in Parshas Korach is a discussion of Matnas Kahuna, because that was when Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, when people were challenging Aaron, you know, that he's the Kohen, and they were tightening on Moshe Rabbeinu, that how could he do such a thing, that he's taking all the kibudim for himself and for his brother, etc. And then, you know, Aaron was the one out in the end. And then the Torah says, Vaidaba Hashem Aaron Vani Hine Nasati Lacha Es Mishmeres Trumosai L'chol Kodshei B'nei Yisrael L'cha Nesatim L'moshka U'l'vanecha L'chol Kolam. So you're going to get all these things. And Rashi says L'moshka L'gdula. In other words, all these different matanos are going to be a privilege to you. So the Gemara says in Chulin, from page 17, Kuflav Beis Beis, on page 17 here, Amar Rav Chista, Matnas Kuhuna Ein Necholos El Atzli Ve'ein Necholos El Bechardo. In other words, Matnas Kuhuna is a chashivas. It's like you roast it like a king, you know, your meat is the tastiest. Tzli, chardol, mustard, whatever. It's a chashivas. So it has to be eaten like a king. Like Rav Shapta always likes to point out the Tosas that, you know, whether you're allowed to sit in the Azara when you eat the karbanos, because normally the halacha is that the Ein Yeshiva Bazara Elo Malchus Beis David, you're not allowed to sit down. But there's a discussion in Tosas, as Shefta pointed out, that maybe for eating the Karbanos,
so that has to be lamashcha. So when you stand up, that's not lamashcha. You know, if you eat something and have a geshmak, you sit down. You know, even at a shvor, you know, people are, but if you sit down, you have a greater geshmak than if you're just, you know, standing up and eating. So the Madras Kuna, whatever, the ones that are edible, not the ones that are not edible. So it's Lamashka L'Gdula K'derech Shehamalachim Ochlin. So he says like this. So that's the Gemara. So there is page, second. Yeah, page in the second packet, page 14. That's the same. That is 14. Is the smog? The smog is a very chashuv sefer. It's what? It's the tayig mitzvahs. I told you. I was saying the other day. The Tayyig Mitzvahs, so a lot of Rishonim made lists of Tayyig Mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Smag is one of them. So somehow the Smag didn't become as popular as the Rambam and the Chinuch. I don't know why exactly. I told you, Rabbi Winevsky, he was a blind Rav here in Washington Heights, so I was very close with. So he said he heard from Rav Gershon Zaks, the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim, that he said that in Radin, on Simchas Torah, when there weren't enough Torahs to go around for everyone to have a Torah, to dance on Simchas Torah, they would give out smog. They would give out a smog and you would dance with the smog. Because the smog had the whole Torah in it also. So I guess they had smogs then. So, yeah. So the smog says a chiddush here. He says like this, Lav shein shelo nechol, Kodshei Mizbech Baninus. Shenema V'chalti Chatas Hayom Ayitav B'nei Hashem. That's another source that you can't eat, that whole story that we had with Moshe and Aaron, that you can't eat Karbonus Baninus. The Tomer says, Ein Olav. So what's the Isser? Right? As we said, we had a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Is it Olav, not Olav? So he says maybe it's not a lav. It's not a lav. I mean, if you hold like, especially if you hold like the Ramban, it's a shlila, it's not a lav. So he says, you know what the source of the isr is? El isur yotzim mashinemar b'kotshim l'moshcha l'gdula k'derech melachim. Because if a person is going to eat the karbanos when he just lost a relative, so that's not going to be Lamashcha, which Lamashcha means like a prince, like a king eats, and part of that means that he's besimcha, he's eating, he's reclining, he's having the relishes, everything, you know, but if a person is not besimcha and he's baninus, so then if you'll eat the korbanos then that's lacking Lamashcha. So the smag says a source for the Isser, besides what we saw, the L'chalti Moni, and then we saw Hayita Be'ei Hashem. But where does it say in the Torah? So the Rambam says, it says in the Torah, that's the Shlila. The Shlila is Arav. But he says from the Moshcha. So Ma'aseh Sheni wouldn't have that's a good point. The Ma'aseh Sheni is not Madnas Kuna, so it shouldn't have this thing unless there's some. We'll see in a second. But yeah, that's a good horror. But unless he can say that it's both, meaning not necessarily love, but on the things that are Madnas Kuna, you have this as well. But right, so that's you could say that he'll also agree to the other. Makaras, like even the Ramban says it's usher not from there, from Lo Chalti, but it doesn't get a status of a lav. So Oh, so let me show you like this. There is a, in the Sefer HaChinuch, on page 12, so he discusses Shalolach Omaisa Sheini Banivis, right? So let's see what he writes. This is Shalolach Omaisa Sheini Banivis, Inu Maisa Sheini, is the A. And he says, Nechalti Chatas Hayom. And one opinion of the Gemara said it's only Bayom, Belayla is only the Rabbanan. And he says that you get Malkus, so he's like a Rambam person, right? So he's a Rambam person. So take a look now in the Minchas Chinuch u'bechlal, you see, on the left side. ובכלל, לאו זה, הוא גם כן מקודשים. עין סוכם חבדלת, לעניין תומה. אמרינה, מה מייסר הקהל, זה עושה בתומה, כל שכן קודשים בחמירי. So then the Gemara has a question, וכי תאים אין מזהירים מן הדין, right? We know the two klolim that we learn. One is אין מזהירים מן הדין, meaning if you need a lot, in the Torah to ask for something with a lav, so it can't come from a kal v'chomer, right? It has to be a lav that says, you know, lo sasas this. It can't be. So the Gemara asks the kasha, if you want to tell me, how do I know I can't have ma'aser sheni kodshim betuma? So the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer because vidui ma'aser is about ma'aser. So if mice are a cow, right, there's much more cow, it's eaten, you know, outside of the Azara, etc. It says, lo achalti mena betomei, so kochim dechamiri is certainly. So the Gemara says, v'vad ein masirin min adin, so how can you create a law from that? So the Gemara says, hekeshu. So it's learned that from a hekesh, lo sucho lecho b'sharecha ma'asad d'golcha v'tzivcha v'tzarecha v'koris b'kolcha v'tzonecha, so the makish Kodshim to Meiser Sheini in that pasuk. Mimkein lokim elav zeh bekodshim gamkein. So we learn that from the Hekesh. Ayim zvachim inyan aninus. So the Gemara says, how do you know there's a nisr by aninus? So the Gemara says, same kal v'chomer. My Meiser hakal, the Torah says, lochalti ba'oni mimenu. So kodshim kal v'chomer. So he asked Akasha, the Lohikshu Ha'ein Masiri. How come the Gemara in Pesachim, we're talking about Tuma, right? Kodshim B'Tuma, we learned it out from a Kal V'Chomer. And then the Gemara says, Ha'ein Masiri Min Adin. And then you have a similar Gemara, Lagabe, what? Lagabe Aninus, where the Gemara says the same thing, and then the Gemara has a Kal V'Chomer. And then doesn't ask this kasha, but the same kasha is applicable. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to give an answer to this kasha. How come the Gemara doesn't only in Pesachim ask the kasha in Onshin Menadin, and the same kasha is equally applicable in the Gemara in Zvachim by Aninus. So you know. So he says a very fascinating teretz. Rabbi Yisachar Fran wrote a sefer on Mark Cotton, where he speaks about these topics. So he discusses this Minchas Chinuch. He says after the Yashev Shereisi b'Smag. So he quotes that Smash. Of course, the Iker Israelite b'Achilas Kodshim b'Aninus. Shenema l'Moshcha. Zem Mavur. He came into Iker. Essay Shapir Masirin Minadin Kisvaras Harav Magim Vadvar Matikim. So he says the word is like this: the Magim Mishnah has a yisod that say something We said you can't create an Isser, an Onesh, from a Kal V'Chomer. But that's only, says the Magen Mishnah, if Lulei the Kal V'Chomer, this thing would have been Mutter. And now the Kal V'Chomer is making it from Mutter to a Lav. So that you can't do. But what if Lulei the Kal V'Chomer, it would have been what? It would have been Usser, but not also Lav. And now we want to bump it up a step to be a Lav. That you can do. That's not a violation. That's what the Magen Mishnah is Yisod. So says the Milchas Chinuch, once we have this smag, that it's an Isser Esei, Lamashcha, so if you eat it Vaninus, it's not Lamashcha, then you can bump it up a step with the Kal V'Chomer. So that's what he, and he has another piece here, etc. One last thing. There is a, so we're talking about Aninus in terms of Aninus in HaTorah. So we have a Gemara on page 19 in packet 1. This is talking about the Harugei Bezdin. So when you kill somebody in Beis Din, so the Gemara says, "Lo hayu mesablin." They wouldn't have a velus for them because they're haruge Beis Din. So they're rishoyim. So you don't have a velus. Aval onanin she'ein aninus ela b'leiv. But you could have aninus for them. So what does that mean? So the Yad Ramah on page 20, he's one of the big Rishonim, Rav Meir Abulafia. In my family, my mother's side, we're Sephardic Jews from Turkey. So growing up, I always used to have people come to the house, these old ladies from Turkey. They were very, very emotional, very. And Abulafia was like a very common name that people were coming into the house. This Abulafia, that Abulafia. It was very, very interesting, you know. So, so the Yad Ramah says, "Lo yom sablim el onanim belibam, asurim bekotchim uvemaisa, shein anus abalev. Ken sheyefshesh lo yom belibam, dinu sheyasu bekotchim uvemaisa." So he says that's the pshat, that lo hayu misablin, they wouldn't have the regular din of avelus, but what does it mean they would have aninus? Means that if a relative would die, and he was one of the harugei bezdin, so you still have the restriction of the din daraisa of kachim and maisa. That's one pshat. And then he says, "V'yesh lefarish lo yu mesablim havidavar hanire tichsiv avod v'shoyim rina ela onanim matam anina she'ein anina ela b'leiv." It came into the davar she'ein nirehu hitiru lahem. In other words, he's saying that you don't have avelus because avelus. The first pshat is the halacha of kachim. The other pshat he's giving is that you shouldn't do anything because lamaisa the people are sad. It's their relative, but on the other hand, the person has the status of a rasha. We'll talk in the future shiur about. This is a very important question in the society today of what is the question of the status of avelus and aninus in practice for non-religious relatives. So that's a very important question. How do we handle that? Today is just an introduction. We'll get that down the road. I'll just let you know that we're going to talk about that topic. Is very important. And here he's saying that. So the first shot by Haruge Bezdin Lo Yom Sabo El Odenin means that there's an issur d'oraisa of eating kachim for these people, And the second pshat is that there's a heter that, you know, to be sad. To be sad. Whereas publicly, he shouldn't show anything because, you know, whatever, they violated the Torah. But on them, matam anina shein anina b'leiv. Came to the dov shein nira, he tiru lahem. In other words, because really, to publicly show sadness, to have a public avelus, because normally the things people do during avelus are public, people come, so that you shouldn't do. But a person, you know, is allowed, we're makel, that they can have their emotions and feel sad for these people. In contrast to what it says in Masechtas Machos on page 21 on the next page, Halach Yud. Kol HaPorish Midachet Tzibur. And that's the question, what this means. Rabbi Ram at the Sudas Milas Achad in the Lower East Side is speaking about the, you know, by the Russia, Lefisha Hotzi Asmo Menachlal Kofar Beikar. So he quoted from Rav Soloveitchik with the Rambam, person's Porish Midachet Tzibur. So here he writes, "Kol poshim porish midachet zibor, ein mesaskin imo kol davar achem krovem lofshim levadim mesatmi levadim ochlim shosim smechim she never so no shal mokum she nemar halom sanecha shem esna uvekorecha es kotei tachli sina sanesim loivim hoyim." So there is apparently, in other words, the fellow, the Haruge Bezdin, he was a firm Jew, but he did one thing wrong. He won Shabbos. He was mechal Shabbos. So he's a Haruge Bezdin. But these people, Porish Midachet Tzibur, is they're totally outside of the Jewish community. We'll have to, again, we'll have to speak about this in greater detail. But here, the Maseches Machos says that here there's an Isser to be said. In other words, Fakert, we should, and we have to, again, these things are very delicate and we have to understand when this applies and when this doesn't apply. You know, but the simple shot is that there are a category of people who totally shmatted and went out off the beaten path. And to these people, it says it's usher, meaning we're not going to give you a heter even to be sad. Kroveim lovshim levanim, misatim levanim, ochlim neshosim usmechim. You know, besides the idea that we know that when we speak about, that this was known to them in the previous generation, you know, they had a lot of immigrants from Europe, that the kids went off the derech. The kids went off the derech, not just off the derech, big time. You know, they really, and the parents sat shiva for them. The parents sat shiva, choshiva rabbanim, that did this. The transition was difficult. From America, from Europe to America, and had a, it wasn't an easy. Now Baruch Hashem, much, you know, as Moshe Feinstein said that, you know, that people, the Yiddish phrase is a schwer zu sein Yid. It's hard to be a Jew. So that was the attitude. It's hard to be a Jew. So no one enjoyed it. So they gave it up. I remember when I was in college. So one of the best classes I took in college was Yiddish with Professor Hoffman. He lives here in the Washington Heights. What?
110
Bennett. And my son Yehuda, very, very interesting. I had a teacher 30, 40 years ago at YU, who my son the other year had his wife as a teacher in Breuer's, in the, you know, Professor Hoffman's wife teaches in Breuer's. So he took us for a class trip. He took us for a class trip to where? To the Yiddish theater. Yiddish theater, you know, Yiddish was a whole, you see, you know about the Yiddish of the Hasidim, but then there's a whole other thing of Yiddish, of the Yiddishists. People who are not from at all, don't wear yarmulkes in it, but the Yiddishists. And they like Yiddish, they like to go to Yiddish theater. So we went to the Yiddish theater to see the play, Schwer zu sein Yid. And Schwer zu sein Yid. And that's what Rav Moshe said. That's why all these people went off the derech in different ways.
some, you know, very much so, some, you know, different levels of going off the derech. And then then there were a lot of cases that they, I remember when there was the Shloshim, I think it was at the Shloshim for Rav Moshe. So I went to hear the Shloshim in MTJ. So that was a few rare occasion that Rav David Feinstein spoke publicly. Rav David didn't speak at the Levaya. But he spoke at the Shloshim. I think it was the Shloshim. It was either Shloshim or the Yortai. I think it was the Shloshim. I remember Rav Nathan Greenblatt spoke and Rav David spoke. And Rav David said over this board about the Shver Suzayin Yid, he said, you have to say Gring Suzayin Yid. Gring means easy. It's easy to be a Jew. That's what Rav David said. Gring Suzayin Yid. That was the... So a lot of people of that generation went off the derech in major ways. So Baruch Hashem, in this generation, we you know, there's a lot of progress in this area of bringing, you know, of the rabbis. Rabbi Steve Richter, Rabbi in MTA, so he's the son-in-law of who? Who? Rabbi Abe Stern. Don't hear Rabbi Abe Stern. I'll give you ideas, yeah. Rabbi Abe Stern. So Rabbi Abe Stern was very big in Kiev. He said, you know what his father-in-law's chiddush was? Did you know this? His father was a chiddush. He was machadish, the concept of a Shabbaton. Simple thing. To us, we take that for granted. We have Shabbat. This has even Haredi play. They have Shabbatos. He's, because he realized that if you don't make the Yiddishkeit exciting and enjoyable, then people are going to go off the derech, which they did in that previous generation, and different levels. So these are the different levels of. You have the Avarian, and then you have the person who's mamish porish midarchei tzibur. So that's what Rav Shechter has in the sefer from Yaakov Kamenetsky, Kiruv. You know. You think here if you have to make someone into a big lamdan, even if you mekarev that he doesn't intermarry, that's also a big revach. You know, people think, oh, he's not a lamdan, he's not a... You don't realize how many people intermarry, and the mamash porish midach et zibor. And that's Rav Shechter has in the sefer from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Eretz HaTzvi, etc. Okay, so Rabosai, so these are some... This is not a typical shiur, but this is like an overview of things, and then we're going to get to, Ezer Hashem, to more particulars. But this is like an overview shiur for these halachas. If there's any questions, Rabbi Tuchman is here to help you out, and if you have to know anything. So, okay, it's good. Did the sign-up sheet make it back up? Oh. If you didn't, yeah, we'll leave it on the table here. If you didn't sign, you can sign. And just in the end, it should end up back on the table here. And, okay. Okay, it's nice. Rabosai, if there are any people here in the shir that you feel, I don't know who you are. So today, tomorrow, whenever, one of these days, you should come over and introduce yourself. Because I like to get to know everyone.